welcome to Hinduism Q&A. Today's question is, why can't we see God? You would think, if God actually exists, that we should be able to see him. After all, he's omnipresent. And if you were to mix in some sugar into a glass of water, you would certainly taste the sweetness if you drank that water, because the sugar pervades all the water. Similarly, God is the form of divine sweetness, the form of divine happiness, and he pervades every particle of the universe and of our own being, and yet we're not experiencing that divine happiness. There has to be a reason behind it. The reason is that even though God is omnipresent and he is the form of divine happiness, we have material senses. With material senses, we can only perceive this world. With material eyes, we can only see material things. We cannot perceive anything divine. So although God is right here, yet we can't see him. It's something like, if you have jaundice, then even looking at a white wall, it appears that the wall is yellow. The wall is actually not yellow, but you see it as yellow because you have something infecting your senses. Similarly, because our senses are material, even though divine God is omnipresent in this world, we fail to see him because we are only able to see the material energy, the material matter, which is here. We cannot perceive God who pervades this energy. If we want to see God, we need to get divine senses. And the only way to get divine senses is by surrendering to God. Through his grace, he grants divine senses. He gives a divine mind and divine senses to any soul who completely surrenders to him instantly. So it's up to us. If we surrender, God graces us, we receive those divine senses, then we can actually see God. Uncountable such experiences have been had by uncountable souls in the past. We can also follow this path to God, become surrendered, and actually experience God. Jai Shri Radhe.